Hello and welcome to episode 37 of Dungeon Stories.
Woo!
I am Norin, your Dungeon Master.
I'm Eva. I play Lyle, a human ranger.
Here we go. My name is Courtney, and I play Ave. She's a wood elf druid, Circle the Shepherd.
Hello, my name is Libby. I play a human wife.
Your name
player.
Is Libby.
I'm so...
Okay,
my name is Jake, and I play Libby, the life-doing cleric, who also might someday be Dimitri. I'm done. Okay.
There's a lot going on.
There's just a lot going on, guys. Puberty.
I'm Courtney playing Elena, the Eladrin fighter druid.
My name is Bailey. I play Daedrin. She's a female Triton Tempest cleric.
Here at the top of the show, we'd like to shout out a couple of our friends. First off, Sword Coast Soundscapes. They're on YouTube. They're free. They make awesome ambient noise for your role-playing games. Next up, we'd like to say thank you to Nerdist Woodworking for making awesome handcrafted wooden gaming accessories, such as dice trays and deck vaults in the works. Hopefully those will be available soon, because I would like one. we would also like to say thank you to D&D Beyond for keeping us organized and Hero Forge for allowing us to customize our miniatures exactly how we would like them to be.
Hell yeah. The angst on Lyle's face is real.
So last week on Dungeon Stories, the Revengers made their way to Iskangali with Lorelei, the general of the Calib Empire. And,
yeah, we did.
And Ave's girlfriend. Upon arriving in Iskangali, the group did a little bit of recon, and they learned, they enlisted the help of the group of elves that aided Lyle in his escape and kind of his training out in the woods. They also enlisted the help of an old friend, a minotaur prince from the Underdark named Gorgaros, who said that he could bring a group of about 30 or 40 people to aid them in their attempt to siege the nation back from Lyle's uncle, Rax von Toll.
Otherwise known as a motherfucker. Literally. AKA.
Oof.
Oh.
The Revengers learned a little bit more about the situation here on Iskangali, learning that Rax somehow has been using human flesh for fuel of some kind. He doesn't show himself often anymore, leaving the shogun, Doku von Toll, as kind of the face of the empire.
Hotter version of Lyle.
Oh, that's just rude.
Sorry.
Ouch.
She's totally right, though.
Mine, Eva's theory for what Rax is using the flesh for is that he's attaching all the arms and legs to himself to create like a centipede rat. So
that's
he's just
going
to come slithering at us.
That's disgusting.
So Nora, blink twice if I'm right.
The Revengers also bumped into an old man who said that the old gods who were banned from worship or even banned from even being mentioned on Iskangali. He said that they were real and that they were slumbering beneath the Wushiro forest in the realm of Yomiya. The old man was quickly arrested. The Revengers made their way back to the Pools of Serenity to await Gul'garos and his army. Ave, Elena, and Libby made their way back to the village of Sunhai in an attempt to rescue the old man, but when they got there, it seemed that the tensions had reached a breaking point, leading to a sort of riot in the streets in which the old man was killed.
It just all went to shit really fast.
Meanwhile, back at the Pools of Serenity, Daedrin, Lyle, and Lorelei.
Team Lightning
managed to fight off a group of Owlbear. In the chaos back at the village of Sunhai, Libby teleported himself and Elena to the Temple of Anatatus in Dornak Firth. So when we pick up at the Pools of Serenity, Ave, Lorelei, Lyle, and Daedrin are here at the Pools of Serenity. And Libby and Elena, the two of you, are in Dornak Firth.
Yes.
So we'll pick up at the Pools of Serenity on Iskangali. So you are kind of like at the base of the mountains. The river has come down, kind of breaking off in these different tributaries, forming these like pools that almost like are like layered kind of like stairs, creating this kind of like cascade effect, almost like a fountain, as they begin to like pool into these various branching ponds. So with the water kind of rushing around you, the sun beginning to set, it's probably around like 10 p.m.
So I'm going to message Libby, like Ave said. So I'll just say, Ave can't get you now. She will come get you tomorrow when she has her spells back.
Okay. I'll relay that to Elena. Do you want me to say anything when I message them back?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna respond with, okay, cool. Can't wait. Excited to head to the forest and save the gods. Love, Libby.
Cool.
I'm just gonna message back and I'm gonna say her no.
Uses a spell slot.
We're gonna go to bed
soon. No.
Ha ha. Very funny. Love Libby.
What did he say?
He said that he's excited, we'll wait, and he's excited to go to the forest and save the old gods, and I told him no.
Yeah, that would be correct today, Adrian.
I mean,
you're out there. You're on a different continent.
You're halfway across the world.
She could sense what we're talking about. She's
all
like,
of a sudden, Elena's looking up in the air.
Tomfoolery afoot.
So, Ave.
I mean, I
will
you.
Man.
So
he's
I
dead.
Know what you said.
So that was a waste of time?
It was indeed.
This is why we need to head straight for the capital. When we take detours, all hell breaks loose.
You're right. I should not have cast my opinion when I was completely unaware of the logistics of the Iskandaran continent. I was entirely wrong, and
you're not wrong.
I promise.
On the wind, you just hear Lena's voice. You're
right.
And while my...
Oh my gosh.
While my fealty is... to you. Whatever you want to do from here on out, I will follow.
We need to head to the
what
the battle,
fuck?
So, let's rest. You go get those two tomorrow, and then we'll move from there.
Absolutely.
This is some bullshit.
I'm gonna, before...
She
I'm
has
gonna,
her reasons.
I'm gonna go over to Lyle before I go to bed, and I'm gonna say, Ave might have agreed, but I doubt the other two will, so we might have difficulties with them. Just to forewarn you.
Well, when we've always kind of done what the majority wanted in this group, so.
That is true.
When Ave wanted to free the slaves and the three of us didn't, we didn't go. So.
But Libby did. Circumvent that decision.
Yeah,
he did. Libby just does his own shit.
He does. Well,
I just wanted to. I feel like you're the leader right now because of what we're doing and where we are. So I thought I'd just like maybe let you know that Libby seemed very decided.
Well, Libby doesn't have to come.
I'm with you. I'm going to follow you.
I know. I'm not upset with you, Daedrin. I'm just upset with the situation, and I'm feeling antsy. I'm feeling like we need to go. It's the time. And you know, whenever this group takes detours, it takes a long time. And now with us being able to get there more quickly, it is going to take away from our time traveling there. So when we can windwalk the entire way in 4 to 5 days, it's going to take more time for us to go and find these old gods that we don't even know if they're going to help us. They have their own agenda.
Yes, gods can be tricky.
And the old man, if he can even be trusted, said they were asleep. And I doubt waking them up is going to be as simple as poking them. So, Wakey, wakey, bitch. So, I don't feel like we have any more time for these kind of detours.
Yes, I agree. It seems that time is of the essence for your people.
They're being oppressed, and I had to leave, but I'm stronger now. I think this is as strong as I'm going to get, and it's time to take action. And I'm glad that I have you with me, all of you, even Libby.
Mm. Well, rest well, as
we can.
Well as you can.
All right, let's go to sleep, I guess.
Who are we going to do the watch? Like, we don't have Elena, so do you want to do for ours and someone else does?
I'll wake up. It's fine. I can take someone watch.
Yeah, I just mean, like, she can do 4 hours because she only needs 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I guess me and you can do, like, the other watches. Or
yeah.
Okay.
We'll just trade off. So.
Okay. Do you want me to go first, then?
If you don't mind.
Sure.
In Dornak Firth, what is your plan for the night?
So it's 10.
Yeah.
Don't split the party.
So should we?
Well, we did say that we wanted to go talk and see if we could find anyone that knew anything about the gods in the forest.
The best person I can think of is Nemo.
He might be a star.
Okay.
Wake up, bitch.
Okay, I follow you.
And go to Nemo's.
Go to Nemo's?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to sleep?
Eventually.
It takes about 45 minutes to sail out to his island on Echo Hill.
He's on an island?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a small
yeah.
little island. That, yeah,
I didn't
so,
know that.
Yeah, so his tower is called Echo Hill Spire.
It's pre-Lyle.
Echo Hill is like this, like a little, like it's like a small island.
It's,
and
like
it's got this hill
down.
That kind of comes up in the back, kind of forming like a semicircle around his tower. So when you speak, it kind of like echoes off of the hill.
And
that's really cool. I
yeah.
just thought he was kind of on the edge
no,
of the city.
No, so you have to go to the docks and then
get a taxi.
Get a little boat yeah. out to the...
It's really extra. But appreciate it.
Because he's not technically affiliated with the Cal.
Yeah,
Empire.
He's just
Nemo. So once you guys sail out...
what time is it?
10.
10?
So
yeah,
I
but
guess
by the time you reach there, it's almost 11.
You're going to probably wake him up.
But you have, like, the magical permission to enter the tower through his wards. So you are allowed to enter the tower and kind of make your way up. It's quiet.
Is it like a bedroom door or something?
Yeah.
Oh god, what's going on?
It's
Bandit
just me! It's me, Nemo!
And me!
Oh!
Oh yeah, Libby's here too!
Hello! At the sound of your voice, you can hear, like, Bandit, like, scratching on the door.
This is what really is the betrayal. You would see Bandit without Lyle.
You open up the door, and Bandit, the little blue basset hound, comes, like, pawing at your legs, like, saying hi and reaching and kind of, like, licking and rubbing his head against you guys.
Scratch. But then I'll move on.
He's a little good dog, I was all at all.
And Nemo will kind of like roll out of bed. He's in this like night robe with like pajamas that kind of like hang down around the ground. And the sleeves that are like three times baggier than they need to be. He's got a little like sleeping cap that he like fixes
oh my God.
On his head.
Is he wearing like human sleeves? If it's so big?
No.
They're
gnome size. They're just they're
large.
Just baggy.
Yeah,
yeah,
he just got their flowers.
They're just wizard themed. What can I do for you?
Well, sorry that we kind of barged in here in the middle of the night, but we had some questions about if you knew anything about these old gods in what's the name of the forest?
Iskandali.
Wushiro?
In the Wushiro forest on Iskandali.
Well.
Or if you knew anyone that would maybe know anything.
So you can go make them up.
Yes.
Well.
Information
about the old gods. Not much of it made its way over here to Iobrius. Most of them, the old gods on East Kungali were ascended because of the current pantheon's desire to not focus on two places at once. So once they created the Ascended and sent them over to Ith Kungali, they tended to kind of keep their noses out of it. Most information on them would be found over there. However, the Woshiro Forest, I am a little bit more familiar with that. In the time I spent researching ways to create Scribe, I spent quite a bit of time researching the Woshiro Forest. It's said that the Woshiro Forest has a strange connection to the ethereal. The forest is full of relics and statues from the people known as the Gudai, who were some of the first mortals to be created on Kyriel. It's said that the statues and monuments that they created connected them to the spirit realm known as Yomi. So it was through these relics, these monuments, that they were able to connect with the spirit realm. That the ascended gods spent most of their time in.
Have you been there, like yourself?
To Yomi or to the Woshiro Forest?
To the Woshiro Forest.
I have been there, yes. When I was traveling, searching for information on Scribe, I have been there.
And you said these statues, like, are they just kind of, like, everywhere?
Yes, throughout the forest, there you'll find them.
Good to know.
So, Nemo, you've been there?
Yes, I spent a fair amount of time there doing research, studying the relics.
So you say you're familiar with it.
Oh my god.
I would. I think that's a fair assumption.
They just fucking go get the god themselves.
This is a really bad idea.
Yeah.
Nemo,
yeah, not there, but yeah.
I suppose I could do that.
Could you bring Bandit? I think Lyle's gonna meet him.
Oh, Bandit and I accompany the two of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
What interest do you have in the Woshiro Forest?
Well, we're trying to contact the old gods and get their assistance.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, and Libby's gonna kind of like get into it. Like, he's gonna be like, I mean, just think about it. I mean, if you help us do this, like, another realm, ancient, like, gods, like, waking them up, like, the amount of magic in that forest and lore, like, that you could have access to for research. I mean, it's pretty up your alley.
Also, how cool would it be to talk to gods?
Yeah.
Just very different. Libby does
like,
it every day.
Okay, well, I don't, okay?
And not just any gods, like gods that are like forgotten. Like forgotten lore that no one else has access to.
Make a
That's pretty
persuasion
good.
Check.
At like advantage? That was good.
I would, well, I mean, Elena was assisting, so.
Okay.
Nice.
And
he's, like, appealing to Nemo's interests.
Yeah.
Persuasion.
We wanted to persuade Lyle to be like, there's so many dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna be pissed.
23?
Shit.
23?
Yeah, this will save time. Teleporting straight there.
Oh, well. I guess that does sound very intriguing. Where are the other Revengers?
Oh, they're back on Iskon Valley because, well, basically, we had a plan. It didn't go accordingly. And then Libby brought us here because we could have, you know, got killed by some giants. But anyway, they're all back there. I think they're safe, so...
Will they be needing us?
Probably not.
They always need to come get you.
Yeah, but
she shows up and throws off further than there.
I mean, like she can get you guys and then take you back to this combine and then he can take us.
Yeah, but would you guys all go?
That's
yeah,
the thing.
No.
Yeah, you guys were very
no.
adamant about not going. I don't know if they want to tell you to say it. I mean, last you heard Ave was.
I mean,
like,
we could always send.
We could send a message, right?
Yeah.
We still have sending.
Meanwhile, could you send a message to Ave?
You can't send him?
I'm out of sending.
Yes, I suppose I could do that.
Okay. We need you to tell her.
Fuck.
That.
While I was asleep.
We think.
You sit.
We found a way to contact. Potentially.
You're just mumbling.
The old gods. Would you consider coming with?
Yeah. We're in the Shiro Forest.
If we went to
alright.
Are we asleep in wherever?
Yeah, you and Daedrin are.
Okay, so
Ave is awake for her rest.
I just always get confused with like what time is passing.
Yeah, so it took them like 45 minutes to get to Nemo's, so. Bobby, you hear the familiar voice of Nemorius Castellan.
The what now?
Nemorius Castellan.
That's
his real name.
That's his full name.
I've learned so much about Nemo like in the last 10 minutes.
I didn't know his real name either.
Nemo's voice enters your head. Hello, Ave. Elena and Libby and myself believe we can contact the old gods. They want to know if you would accompany us.
Are you down?
Yeah. I was going to say that. Ave,
you up?
Yeah,
I'm down.
Yeah,
Ave
is conflicted.
Abby's so down.
But she's gonna stand and go and shake Lila's shoulder.
What?
Elena and Libby have made their way to Nemo, and I think have gleaned some information from him about the old gods. They still very much want to continue on that path, and Nemo has messaged me saying that he and Elena and Bandit and Libby can make their way to the Bashura Forest. So I'm assuming Nemo has some kind of teleportation that can get him there and has some kind of information that can allow him to contact the old gods.
Not her, Bandit.
We can't afford this delay. We have to be here when Lil'Garros gets here. And we need to get to the capital.
Does the, like, reply on message, like, expire if I don't do it right away?
I believe we've ruled that way in the past.
Yes. Okay.
Correct?
I have sent them, but...
I know, but if I can just reply, then I would do that. But if not, then I'm going to get Daedrin, too.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay.
No, I mean, like, waking up Daedrin's a good idea.
I
don't
no,
think
I understand
that this is a good idea.
Or right,
she gets
angry when she wakes up. I will wake Daedrin and ask her to reply to Libby, I suppose, with your response.
Tell Libby and Elena.
We gotta wake her up first.
Wake up. Everything's fine. we need you to cast something.
To Libby, I assume?
One of them. Libby or Elena.
Okay.
Is there anything in particular you want me to say? Oh, I'm going to use fourth level.
I'll explain after, just so I can get this out. No, the group has decided not to go. To Libby, get your ass back here. Don't be stupid.
Okay.
Okay,
okay,
sorry.
Love, Lyle.
So I'm going to send it to Elena. I'm going to say, Lyle says no. Ave has agreed with him. I look at Lyle, and then I say, I'm conflicted. I don't know about Lorelai. Lyle says, get your ass back here, love Lyle.
Love Lyle.
I relay all of the information to Libby.
So, Nemo, how soon can we get going?
Yep. I'm not surprised.
Give me 30 minutes, and I believe I'll be able to gather my things.
Should I respond?
Do you think you should?
I'll respond.
Okay.
Send a message later if y'all change your mind.
Okay.
We'll message you when we're done.
Oh my god.
Bye!
You can say bye for so long, it takes up the rest of the words.
Bye!
Well, they're gonna go.
Are you fucking with me?
Sorry. So Elena says that they're gonna go with Nemo.
Can you pass sending again?
1 second, let me finish the message.
I don't really give a shit.
And to send them a message if they change their mind, if we change our minds, and that they'll send us a message when we're done.
Can you cast sending again?
I can cast it 2 more times.
Send to fucking Nemo. Put me right in his goddamn ear.
Okay. What do you want? Tell him no?
Nemo, do not do this. Libby and Elena are going rogue.
The
rest of the Avengers are against this. Be a pal.
Yeah.
That's like 24
but
words.
But also,
exactly.
Nemo would have heard me relay the information that Daedrin was conflicted.
So he knows.
Okay.
They've gone rogue.
I'm gonna stand up and start pacing as I do this.
Lyle, like, gets up and is just, like,
in her ear.
Following you, like, really close behind.
I'm not, like, walking away, I'm just pacing back.
No,
back.
He's, like, he's right on your ass. He meant to be right in his goddamn ear.
I'm okay. Nemo. Lyle says, do not do this. That. They are going rogue and against the group's decision. He wants you to be a pal.
Love Lyle.
Like a persuasion.
I just received word from Daedrin that well, she said that you two were going rogue.
Okay, Nemo, here's the thing.
Classic.
We are about to go commit treason.
Oh my god.
Okay? We are going to kill Lyle's uncle. Maybe his mom, too. Who knows?
Possibly his cousin or brother.
Oh yeah, and his cousin. So that Lyle can be back on the throne. Here's the thing, though. We don't have a fucking army.
We have 30 people.
And it would be really nice if we could potentially get some assistance from the gods. Also, Nemo, you're an adult. You're also significantly older than Lyle, and Lionel is your king, not Lyle.
And I am your prince.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
That's true.
Shit.
Oh, Jesus.
But maybe keep that a secret.
Make a persuasion. Oh my god, he didn't know that, did he?
No, that's what I just said. Nobody knows that except for Lionel.
Lionel said to keep it quiet.
God
damn it.
Did you just say
that I will give trade you information?
No, you definitely heard him right. But he just told Lionel this information, so like maybe just keep it on the deal.
Yeah. But are you going to defy a warden of the kingdom?
He's not associated with the fucking kingdom.
He's a citizen.
I mean, he lives there. He lives on his own goddamn island.
That doesn't make him not a part of the...
In Dornak Firth Seas.
Yeah. Make a persuasion check with advantage because you have the help from the other one.
Oh, shit.
Someone, one of you two.
I'm going to do it.
Doesn't
Elena
have shit charisma?
No, she has.
I think it could be fine.
My persuasion
isn't
bad.
Oh, we have
a
same persuasion.
Yeah, okay.
Because
she got that fine thing.
I'm gonna do this. Actually, I don't want to use. Natural 20.
Shit.
Oh, we're scaling dice.
Okay.
No,
while Nemo's thinking.
Yes.
While Nemo's thinking, can Libby? So Libby's gonna like kneel down. Nemo, you are a scholar, and going rogue sometimes means that people are trying to put boundaries on the knowledge you're trying to attain.
You already got the
like knowledge has
man.
No boundaries, Nemo. Knowledge has no boundaries.
So that's a total of 25.
Jesus. Well, I suppose it would be good experience. When I went before, I never found my way into Yomi. And it does seem that the aid of gods would be
significant.
You're
face.
Corrupting Nemo. You're corrupting it. You're turning into the dark side.
Elena, you're one of my oldest friends. You truly think that going against the wishes of your group is the best course of action.
Okay, here's the thing, Nemo. Let me explain something to you.
Jesus,
because at first, it was not the majority that did not want to go. Daedrin was undecided. Ave wanted to go. Lorelei was also undecided.
Daedrin was decided at the beginning. You're fucking lying.
I was pretty
sorry,
team.
I'm not there.
I was pretty team lying. But now I'm
yeah,
not
and you
decided.
Said you're undecided. So, it's not necessarily that we are going against the wishes of the group.
Just going against lies.
And I think that this is a risk that we should take. I mean, given what we're going up against, like, this could be, like, what makes us win or what makes us lose.
And between the two of them, because of my trading card decks, I do know that Elena has saved the world from a god that tried to destroy it. I'm not really sure what Lyle has done yet to earn prestige or reputation.
He's a fucking cute man.
I mean, Nemo, really, like, my question is, what is there to lose? Like, it's already been years that the king there has been in power. What's another day or two? Really?
All right, if you think that this is
Jesus.
The best course of action...
I mean, we knew this was coming.
Then I will accompany the two of you.
And Bandit gets to come.
And it seems like we'll need his help.
Aww, please have... Nemo wants to be back so I know what spells to prepare, because if Libby's not here, I have to be a fucking healer.
Hey, do we want to ask maybe, like, Gregor if he wants to come?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Sorry,
let's ask
Henry.
Yeah, let's ask Henry.
You're just revealing all the secrets. Oh yeah, it's all coming together.
Oh yeah. We're, like, collecting all that. Yeah, let's do it.
Well, Nemo knows, because he helped you in that, didn't he?
Yeah, that's his
yeah,
disguise.
I think so.
Nemo,
yeah,
that was his kind of disguise.
Would you rather leave in the morning, or would you rather leave right now?
How much time do you think we'll need?
I mean, how easy are these statues to find?
Well, the thing is, there are a lot.
Yes.
So I suppose fairly easy.
So let's give us a time limit of 48 hours?
Yeah. We've got 2 days. That's how long it'll probably take them to walk there.
48 hours? Then I suppose we should leave as soon as we can?
Should we bring Henry, who has military experience?
We'll run the tavern.
We have other employees. Like, Henry doesn't get any time off.
He's the manager.
Who the fuck is that?
The metal man.
Oh,
Scribe! Also, Scribe can get some field experience.
You go get Henry. I'm going to go to Thresh.
Oh, Jesus.
Nemo, we will be back here in what, 2 hours?
No,
we're
going to play like 17 and
3 hours.
He hates us right now.
Hey, Lyle wanted an army. We're just helping him.
It's true.
Man, Lyle is going to shoot each and every one of you right in the goddamn face.
Well, maybe, just so you know, you don't have the diamonds. Daedrin does, by the way. So if anyone falls dead...
No, I have a spell. I can keep them fresh.
Jesus. Carebray's dead.
Alright, we'll be back in, what, 2-3 hours? We'll take us like an hour to get back out.
Why don't we just have him meet us at the dancing room?
Okay, cool. Okay, let's go.
Are you cool with that, Nemo?
Yes, Bandit and myself, and I believe maybe I should take Scribe with us.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And if they message you back, just tell them that we're going to the forest and... Yeah.
All right.
Don't let them intimidate you, Nemo. You are a grown man, just like Elena said.
Yeah. We're all adults here. Well, except Libby, but we're adults, Nemo.
Yes, okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll meet at the Dancing Dragon in 2 hours.
Will do.
Okay, let's go.
I'm gonna go find Crush.
I know it's midnight. I will attempt to bang on the jeweler's door.
Oh my god! He already hates us,
don't he? The jeweler's door?
Yeah, I'm looking for diamonds.
I doubt he lives at the store.
Yeah, as you pound on the door of the...
It's alright.
Okay.
We could leave in the morning. Like,
could.
We could rest and leave in the morning.
Yeah, I could pick the lock.
Well, Nemo's already coming to the fucking dancing
room. Well, he can sleep there.
Yeah. Okay, we're good then. I'll just walk out with her. Okay, let's
go.
Yeah,
there's
fresh.
No answer on the mark.
Oh, I think he's a dressmaker. So I'm with you. So why are we looking for your dressmaker friend?
Well, dressmaking is his side hobby.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what's his, like, main thing?
Did I ever tell you what I used to do, Libby?
Well, you're a hero.
Before that?
I mean, I'm assuming you were higher. She's gonna, like, look you up and down for a second. You bowing him?
Close. No. But...
Crushes heart and screams.
Well, okay, I worked for this, company.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh.
Yeah, called the Nihilic Alliance.
Does that sound familiar, Norm? Do I not know them?
I doubt you would have heard them.
Anyway, I killed my old boss, and now Fresh is the new boss. But it's okay. He was a dick. He was trying to kill me. It was really in self-defense. Okay, alright, I'll see you later.
He's gonna, like, just start walking with a weird dazed look on his face back to the dancing track.
After we sell that.
Did we get any word from them? Like, from Nemo or anything?
Nope. Not yet.
I have one more spell slot. But I'm pretty sure that we know what the answer is.
Message Libby and say, Libby, I'm disappointed, but not surprised.
Okay, nobody's surprised.
I'm gonna message Libby. Lyle says that he is disappointed, but not surprised.
And go fuck yourself.
He also says, go fuck yourself.
Would this happen when we're, if we're still together, like on the boat back?
I'm not done yet. I still have a lot of words. What was it? I say, there's nothing we can do. Please be safe.
Daedrin, thank you. I'll make you proud. I know this is right. Lyle, when you put on your big boy britches, we have Bandit. Libby.
That's enough to change Lyle's mind.
Alright. Let's go.
I really don't know if he's really thinking what he wants to say to you through, but he said when you act more grown up, they have Bandit.
Well, Bandit's the only one I'm going to be fucking happy to see when they get here, so.
Well, they're not.
Libby's going to do what he wants. I think we just need to start accepting that.
I don't think they're coming to us. I think they're going straight to the forest.
Yeah, and we're going to have to go meet up with them. No. They're going to fucking die.
We'll message them in the morning.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Maybe Nemo can message them when we meet back up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can. Yeah.
We'll tell them we have a...
I think it's time
gathering.
To start accepting.
Yeah.
Libby's going to do whatever the fuck he wants, regardless of the group, so...
This was on me. I'll take this one.
But Lyle knows your nature, and he's like, all right.
To be fair, Elena...
And Elena's never really pissed him off before.
Not like Lily.
To be fair, early game, Elena definitely did whatever the fuck she wanted.
Let's just
go
to sleep, I guess, and when we wake up in the morning, we'll see where they are.
Okay.
We'll go back to sleep.
Talk about chaotic.
If that's what you think is best, though.
Well, what I think
is
best doesn't seem to fucking matter, so let's just go to sleep. Wake me up when you're done with your watch.
Sure.
Okay.
Poor Lauren.
What's the plan?
This group is terrible.
So, as soon as we get back to the lane, or to... land. I'm gonna go find Thresh. He's gonna go talk to Henry.
Yes.
Okay. You make your way, Libby, to the Dancing Dragon. When you arrive there, it's midnight, so like still open.
Doesn't close till 2.
But things are a little slow at the moment. Most people, like the people that are down here, are people who are probably staying in the tavern, in the inn. Just kind of drinking quietly. Card the Bard is not around performing, so there's no like music accompaniment in the tavern at the moment. You walk in and Henry is kind of sitting on a stool behind the bar. Looks like he's reading quietly, kind of cleaning things up, getting ready for the night to end.
Henry!
Oh, Libby, I did not expect you back so soon.
Is there like a place we can talk privately?
Yes, I suppose we can go to my room.
Okay.
Follow me.
Okay.
And he'll duck behind in the little hallway behind the bar, open up his bedroom, which, as you walk in, looks to be pretty standard fare. He's not a man of extravagance, so there's nothing like extremely eye-catching in here, except for a suit of plate armor.
Really conspicuous, Henry. God damn it.
Like a mannequin on the wall with like a sword in it. It looks like he has like the tabard of the Kalan Empire kind of like hanging off the front of the armor.
Henry,
Do you still have the desire to serve crown and country?
I mean, I suppose so. Though I may not hold the position of general anymore, I find myself duty-bound to protect the king should he need it.
Well, because we are going on a venture, Henry, and your military expertise could be extremely valued. Your years of experience, along with the fact that this mission is of utmost importance in securing allies for His Majesty, Lionel, the King of...
I think he knows.
Yeah.
Lionel.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Lionel.
Yeah.
What mission is this?
We're calling it tea dumping, is the code name. It could possibly be treason against the crown of Iskandali.
Yeah, I was gonna be like, how's it treason?
We will be killing the king and reinstating the rightful king of Iskandali, who has promised forces for our battle against the Pale Men. And we're going to take just a slight detour into a mystical forest to find gods. All the days work for the Revengers.
That
sounds easy.
Sounds like a lot for an old man like myself.
An old man who's still really healthy and has a lot left to give.
Libby, I'm not sure I'm cut out for this type of adventure. I never really was an adventurer myself. I was a soldier.
What we mostly need is your mind. Strategy.
Sorry, I was like, you don't get anymore NPCs. Stop it! Stop it!
Make a persuasion check.
Alright.
I'm so impressed. I don't have any damage spells, basically.
18.
Libby, I appreciate your confidence in me, but I don't think my old bones could handle the strain.
Well, like I said, it's not your bones we need, it's your mind.
Oh my god.
But if you really feel like you don't want to help, I don't think the Revengers would want me to pressure you. I mean, you know, it could help us stay alive, but I mean,
my god,
I think we're pretty capable.
Libby, it's not that I don't want to help. And I know what you're trying to do here.
Mm-hmm.
But I did make a promise to the Revengers that I would look over this tavern, and I believe that you are capable.
Okay. Let's go have a drink.
Yes.
And, like, walk out.
Let's do that. And he'll accompany you back out to the bar and sit down and pour a drink for each of you. You can sip on the ale.
By the way, don't be mad, but Lionel knows that you're alive. This is really great whiskey.
Oops.
You always do this.
I'm sorry, what?
Are you going to tell him the truth?
Libby.
I just figured this would be a good place to jump to Elena.
Libby, what do you mean?
Well, I may have told Lionel. Actually, hang on. Let's go back into your room. So I'll take the bottle and I'll go back into his room. So I may have told Lionel that I'm his younger brother. And
which,
while I was revealing secrets.
I'm sorry, you're his what?
So there was a long story short. I mean, you should know because we know that you're alive, so you know secrets for secrets and stuff. But so, anyways, a long time ago, my mom, the queen, basically died trying to hide me, and I recently found out that I'm Dimitri. I give like the name that no one knows, you know, the long lost brother of Lionel. So I'm alive. Here I am. Which also, just so you know, I mean, I asked you to do something, you said no, so you defied the royal family, but that's okay, I don't blame you.
You're not, like, actually part of the family.
No, I know,
really.
I'm just teasing. But yeah, so anyways, I was telling Lionel, and I felt really bad about having all these secrets from him, so I told him everything. About everything.
And lied some.
Yeah, and lied some. But, like, I mostly told him everything. So, like, you were part of that. But he wasn't mad.
Oh, that's a lot to take in. The king that I am sworn to protect knows that I have committed treason. And you are the crown prince that I was also sworn to protect, who I let escape.
Well, he didn't escape, the queen did.
When you put it like that, maybe it is a good thing you're retired.
The two biggest failures of my life.
Oh no, you haven't failed anything. That's you're not a no, you're oh.
Whoa.
This is I did not where's Elena?
He didn't fail, you're alive.
I'm alive! You didn't fail. I'm alive. And healthy.
Libby, if it's okay with you, I would like to sit here by myself.
That's fair. I don't know if we're going to be here in the morning or not, so we'll let you know where we're at.
All right.
Okay. I'll awkwardly hug him.
He does not react. Okay. He's sitting on the foot of his bed.
Keep on going on, and I'm going to shut the door.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oops.
Elena.
Yeah, every time
you make your way
make
through Dornackford to Zendolf Street, where you enter the abandoned building, make your way down into the basement where you have met with Thrush multiple times at this point. He is waiting there for you, his large, muscular Aarakocra form, his wings kind of held at his side, his chain armor hanging off of him. He has his large greatsword strapped to his back, and as you enter, he says, Fletchling, what brings you here so late?
Thrush, I'll go give him a hug.
Aww.
He'll hug you back. It is very good to see you again.
It's good to see you. So, sorry it's late. Are you, like, really busy?
at the moment, or in general?
Like, in the next 2 days.
I mean, running the largest criminal organization on the continent is mostly a full-time job.
Right. But do you have, like, a second in command that you can, like, rely on for a little bit? Or, you know? Okay. Before you answer that, I'll just tell you. So, we are basically... So, our friend, Lyle, he needs to reclaim his throne in Iskangali, and... So we're going to do that, but we don't really have a lot of, like, allies right now, but we did hear a rumor that there are the old gods living somewhere in the Wushira forest, and we have a way to get there, and we think we can maybe figure out how to communicate with them, but I'm just trying to find some, like, muscle, you know, to help us if we need it, so... If you could come, that'd be great. Or if you can send somebody with us, that'd be cool too.
Mike, that is an interesting adventure.
Yeah. It's dangerous. And I'm really trying not to die here.
No.
Yeah.
Make a persuasion check, Alina.
Natural 20.
Oh!
Yes, Scanlan's dice.
Oh, nice.
Silver tongue.
Well, I
fuck you.
I suppose.
So many NPCs, right?
We're starting a war.
That I might be able to lend my services, though I'm not sure how much help I'll be in something so beyond myself.
Well, that, I mean, we just really would like some backup, because here's the other thing. So the rest of our group is not coming with us, I think. So it's just me and Libby and Mimo.
And Spry and Brandon.
Well, yeah.
How dangerous do you anticipate these old gods being, this forest?
You know, I got no idea, to be 100% honest. Never been there. Nemo says it's, like, fine. I mean, he was there, so... And he's still here.
Yes, he is.
I mean, we gotta be careful with the gods, I'm sure, but... If we explain to them logically why they should help us, because, you know, there is a benefit for them, too, then I think we have a chance.
Well, Fletchling, I suppose that I can lend my blade.
Holy shit.
And my axe.
Okay, so I'm not sure if we're going to leave in the morning or like now, so do you want to come with me back to the Dancing Dragon, and if we end up leaving in the morning, you could like sleep there, or...
Yes, I suppose that is... I suppose that's the answer.
Cool. So, you'll come with us. Because Nemo can teleport us there, and then when we're done, Nemo can just teleport you back.
All right.
So. Cool. I haven't worked with you for so long, I'm so excited.
Since the vault.
Yeah, I was going to say, since I got my foot eaten.
It's been a long time.
Since you lost your
foot. Yeah, but you know, it grew back, so.
You're just looking at...
It's amazing what they can do across
the
Oh my god.
Alright. Will Elena Thresh will accompany you back to the Dancing Dragon?
Okay.
When you get to the Dancing Dragon, like, Libby is nursing a drink and just, like, muttering, like, what is Ave gonna say when she finds out?
Libby, I don't even know.
Huh?
Are you okay?
He's gonna like maybe have had a little bit one too many. Oh, I talked with him.
Okay,
yeah.
We're gonna leave in the morning. You should stop drinking.
Okay.
I'll talk to Henry in the morning. I don't know.
That's if he ever talks again.
So. Anyway, when Nemo gets there, I would like to tell him, like, that we're gonna leave in the morning, and then we'll just sit here.
All right. Wow, I can't believe we're really doing this.
It'll be
it's
great,
so
Nemo.
Excited.
It'll be great.
No,
don't.
This is so fun.
Don't worry about it, Nemo. It'll be great.
All right. Yes.
Worst case scenario, we all just bamf back to Tornak for the
Jesus.
I suppose that is an option.
Yes.
Do
we have word of recall prepared?
Yeah, I have word of recall.
Well, I'll see you in the morning then.
All right.
Okay,
see you
in
the
morning.
Rest well.
Yeah, you too. Okay.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
Okay. Everyone go ahead and take a long rest.
I'm sorry, Norin.
No.
I'm not.
I'm not.
And then with my watch,
mm-hmm.
I'll go
And I'm gonna go snuggle up next to Lorelai, like under her cloak.
Okay.
And like cry a little bit. Alright.
The rest of the watches pass by without much incident. You guys awake.
Oh, yeah, it's not
coming. Now, help me remember, last session, did we rest in Iskandali, or was that all one day in Iskandali?
No, we rested all in Iskandali.
We rested at the tavern.
We rested at the inn in Iskandali.
Okay, so you had been in Iskandali for 2 days.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, so what day is it now?
That makes it the 6th.
Okay.
Real quick, would it be possible to say, like, before we went to bed, we had Nemo send one more message to them?
Sure.
Okay. I probably would have asked him to just say, like, let them know what, like, we're doing, that we got Thresh to accompany us, and we're going to go. And
no, but I guess we'll do it in 48 hours or something.
Yeah, we're giving ourselves a time limit of 48 hours, and we will see you.
Who did he message?
Daedrin.
Sending it to Daedrin?
Yeah.
Okay. Nemo's voice pops in your head, Daedrin. We have decided to make our way to the Wushiro Forest. We have a sizable party. We're placing a 48-hour time limit on the mission when we arise tomorrow. We'll keep you posted.
Thank you for the message, Nemo. I will get back to you guys in the morning after everyone has rested.
Okay.
Sorry.
With that, everyone go ahead and take a long rest.
Mm-hmm.
We awake on the 6th of Cass.
11 more days till my armor's ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so at the Pools of Serenity, the four of you awake in the morning after a fairly restful sleep. Avi still looks tired, sunken eyes.
Revengers are killing me. Do I get the sense of distress, or does that have something to do with the Kuinda thing?
I think you checked for this last time.
I know, but like, I want to know.
She could check again. Or she could just
make another medicine check if you'd like.
I'm gonna check and I'm also gonna ask. Oh, I don't see shit.
Okay.
I got a 10. I'm gonna sidle up to Ovid.
Sidle up.
What? I said sidle.
Oh,
like,
okay, okay.
Like shoulder kind of emotion.
I got you.
Ovid.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this, but
you
look
terrible.
You do not look good.
No. I don't feel good, Daedrin.
Is there something I can do to help you? Like, maybe I could do a lesser restoration, greater restoration?
I don't think that either of those spells will cure what's going on with me, but I greatly appreciate the offer.
Okay, well, I'm worried about you. You look tired, I would say. It's probably, I'm gonna guess it's the stress.
It's probably a little bit, yeah. But I really appreciate your offer. You're a good teammate, Devin.
Thank you. Also, and I'm gonna turn to everyone now, Lyle, Lorelai, Ave. Nemo messaged me last night, but I was so tired that I decided to message him back in the morning. He says that the group is sizable. They're gonna go to Wushiro Forest today, this morning, when they all get up. They might have already gone. And they're giving themselves 48 hours.
Great. Oh, look out.
So, remind me how your teleporting works, Ave. If we scry on them, will you be familiar with the terrain to get us there?
Yeah, I think so.
Great.
Do we want to try? Do you want me to try to message Galgaros like you described?
Tell him that who knows what's gonna fucking happen. So
maybe
just try to head for the capital.
I've never met him, so I need you to tell me what he, one of you guys or both of you guys to tell me what he looks like.
Yeah. Well, he's in the Notar. For starters.
I need to be familiar.
And then I will describe the rest of
we'll
him.
We'll both, like, just spend 30 minutes or however long describing him for you.
Okay.
Is it that good?
Make a wisdom check.
Okay. Oh, 11.
Okay.
You guys don't have to meet us then.
You feel like you've made.
What the fuck are we gonna do? You want us to sit at the pools while you guys are off in like some dungeon?
Start going.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're just gonna travel while you guys are.
So
in the
I
start a war.
Message
Galgaros.
Okay.
Hello. I'm with the Revengers. We are curious when you will arrive to the pools. We may have to leave before you get here.
If all goes as planned, we should reach the pools tomorrow afternoon.
That's just under 48 hours.
They can make our list of camp.
If you need to leave, should we continue on or wait? What is the plan?
Continue on.
So, we could if we do go, we could possibly make it back.
Let's be real about what the group is capable of time-wise and how well our plans usually go. We're not going to be back by then.
If they continue walking, we'll have to scry on them before I can teleport us to them. But if they stay here at the Pools of Serenity, I can just teleport us straight to them. And I don't think they're going to get very far from here with their slow travel pace as a big group. I don't think it will, like, cut down our time significantly if we all, like, windwalk. All
right, that's fine.
So just tell them to continue towards the capital. I was saying that we should have
just
them
have
wait
them wait here.
Whatever Lyle
have
thinks
them
is
wait
best.
Here.
Have them wait here.
Okay.
That's fine.
I'll send another message.
Okay.
We think that it would be best for you to wait for us so we can all travel together. We shouldn't be more than 48 hours. I ran out of words.
All right, when we arrive, we will wait for you at the Pools of Serenity. Good luck on whatever it is that you are hoping to achieve.
He says he'll wait.
Okay.
I will now message Elena.
Good thing we have this spell as a group.
Elena, we have decided to meet you at Woshiro Forest. Ave will need to scry on you. So when you arrive, message me so we know.
I'm fairly certain we could do this on our own. We'd like the help, but I also understand that Lyle does not want to
go.
Go.
Oh, I just repeat her message.
Don't. There's no reason to reply. We're going.
Okay.
We can't stay split up like this. They don't know the fucking continent.
Apparently, I believe Nemo has most likely been there since he can teleport there.
Yeah, but Libby's there.
And
why? Who cares?
Who knows what he's gonna do?
I told them to message us when they arrive so we can spawn.
Let's just.
Sorry.
Let's just
chapstick.
Have breakfast and hang out, I guess. Nothing else we can do. And Lyle will just go and start practicing his archery into the tree to let out some anger. He's splitting arrows.
Splitting arrows.
That's how you know he's mad.
Wait, what is that doing?
He's splitting arrows, like, in the tree.
Oh,
he's angry.
Okay, so in Dornak Firth, the morning rolls around. Sitting around a table, Elena and Libby, when you emerge, you see Nemo, the small gnome man, half-moon spectacles, a long beard, purple robes kind of bundled up around himself. You see Bandit, the blue basset hound, with leather armor attached to him.
Oh, so cute.
He's wearing a collar with like this glowing green crystal in the center of it. And he has like a rapier and a couple daggers like on the sides of his armor.
Oh
my. Bandit uses Russ Charles' Dungeons and Doggies rules. Check out our Dungeons and Doggies one-shot special that
it's
we did
amazing.
A little while back.
The corgi that ended up being a murderer.
Yeah, but Bandit is created using the Dungeons and Doggies rules. You see Thrush, an Aarakocra who has the form of kind of like a raven, deep like jet black feathers, but he's like tall and muscular with this kind of like barrel chest, heavy chain armor and a large greatsword on his back. And then you see a 7 foot tall metal humanoid figure with like blue cape, kind of draped off his shoulders, a book in one hand, in his left hand, and in the middle of his right hand is this like pulsing blue crystal. His eyes kind of glow with this like yellow light, and he sits there completely still, unmoving, sitting at the table. People in the tavern are kind of like looking at this metal man, unsure really of what to make of him.
Is it like a cape that fits his body, or is it like Nemo gave him a cape that's like a little cape?
No, it fits.
Okay.
Is Henry there?
Henry's behind the bar. He's not sitting at the table.
I'll just go up to him real quick and say, hey Henry. So I don't know what Libby talked to you about, but I assume you're not coming, which is fine. Don't feel bad about it. We just wanted to ask just in case, you know, you were interested in going. But you doing all right? Libby looked kind of distressed last night.
Yes. He just he gave me a lot to think about.
Did he just, like, blurt shit out?
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of his
That
thing.
Is what happened.
Yeah. So, anyway, you keep doing you. Like, no worries.
Thank you, Elena.
Yeah.
I wish it was easy to share your carefree nature. But I suppose I'll do my best.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. Just have a drink and
it's like 9 a.m.
Well, you know.
Here's a profession. That's how she
I start drinking sometimes earlier than that, so
that's why her carefree attitude is.
So anyway, we're gonna go to the forest. And we'll be back.
Alright.
At some point.
Yes, good luck. Stay safe. I hope all goes well for you.
Me too. Thanks.
Man. I just kind of, I feel like the universe is, like, saying this is going to go well, so.
Oh, did you go for it?
I think we did.
All
it
right.
feels like this is destined to happen.
I trust you and your abilities.
Daydream.
We got it.
You do well.
All right, cool. Should we head out, guys?
All right. Let's go, team. Should we have, like, a sub name?
Oh,
like,
by the way, Libby, Daydream messaged me this morning, and she said that they are planning on meeting up with us, but they'll have to scry on us when we get there.
So, Lyle's going to be there.
Yes.
His face gets, like, a little pale.
It's fine, Libby. In the end, he'll thank us.
And he's just going to be like, do you really think that we're doing the right thing right now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you were asking the moral source of the group.
I have a lot of thoughts about this. But we're going to do it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. I trust you.
I really wouldn't worry about it. I mean, the thing is that if we're not successful, if we can't convince them, it's just the same as if we never came here in the first place. If we are successful, then we have extremely powerful allies.
They'll help. I know they will. I mean, these are their people. They wouldn't want them to be successful.
Well, and we have a pretty good reason for them to
help. It's true. They will die.
They will die.
Okay. Okay, let's do this. By the way, I didn't know that you were a business owner. I'm just talking to Thrush as we're teleporting.
Lots of dresses are made by me.
Well, and she was telling me all about the Nightlock Alliance.
Well, I said, I didn't go into the details about what we do. I just told them that you owned the Nightlock Alliance, that you were that business owner. And that you're the newly appointed boss.
Yep.
Yep.
The CEO.
Yep.
Are
you guys saying like right next to like Henry?
They're like making their way out of the dancing dragon.
Well, either way, I've never met someone who owns basically like a bounty hunting thing or like, but it's cool. Like,
right.
I think it's pretty cool.
Like
yeah.
a guild of
like mercenaries.
Yep.
Yep.
Mercenary band legal and all great and good.
Sanctioned by the king himself.
Very much so. Don't talk to him about it though. He doesn't like people to know that it is real.
Yeah, he likes it to be like kind of a secret, you know.
So
okay.
Please don't tell him.
Okay. Well, either way, I'm really excited to learn more about it on the trip. So.
Okay.
Nah, it's really boring, to be honest.
We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Hey, Nemo, are we?
Let's go.
Nemo,
let's go.
And then I'll pull Libby's side and look like, for real, them don't say anything. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
just,
as.
Just never say anything.
The.
Okay. Cool.
Six of you.
Jesus.
Make your way out. Of the Dancing Dragon. The two of you and Thrush and Scribe all have to take a knee to grab Nemo's hand and place one on Bandit's back, and Bandit will put his head in the palm of someone else so everyone's connected.
I feel so excluded right now. I'll get the whole hand soon.
With that, Nemo will begin to chant. His eyes will glow, and all of a sudden there's a flash of light.
And you're dead. We're all new characters.
This goes horribly wrong. We're all new characters. Don't try to do that again.
You teleport into the crust of the earth.
You're like, whoa.
Take 10
This is claustrophobic.
I did not see this happening. Nemo can never teleport right. And this will be my second time teleporting with Nemo. Hopefully he doesn't ruin it.
He's been there before.
And
true.
You reappear in a lush forest. The trees are low compared to the Everreach forest on Iobrius. These are like real small. But they're still sizable. You say the shorter ones are probably 10, 15 feet off the ground. The largest trees probably are reaching like 70, 80 feet tall. Fairly dense, but you can still see a little bit of the sunlight coming through the branches of these trees. One of the things that you notice immediately is like these little lights kind of dancing. You could probably fit them in the palm of your hand. They are gold and blue and purple, and they just kind of are like floating throughout the forest.
Hey Nemo, what are those?
Be careful with those. As interesting as they are, those are will-o'-the-wisps. Well, I opened up right to them.
Oh my god.
Oh, that is creepy.
That was crazy. I opened right to it. They are quite dangerous creatures. Even though they don't look it, just steer clear. They might attempt to draw you somewhere that you don't wish to be.
We should all just keep an eye on each other and stay close.
Yes, the Wushiro Forest is...
Be vigilant.
Is dangerous.
Okay.
Maybe we should find a statue first so they have like a better landmark to associate.
Okay. Do we see statues?
Not in your immediate vicinity.
There's just one right next to you.
Oh, how convenient.
Ooh.
Let's go ahead and do a skill challenge to try and find them. So choose a skill you're proficient with, try and see if you can explain it in a way that will help guide you toward what you are looking for.
I'm going to do a religion check. So I'm going to go through, I'm going to pull out one of the, like, papers or Bibles or whatever I have of Annotatus and just kind of scan through it and see if there's any mention of maybe an ascended that has anything to do with him and mythology around it or tales that maybe I can apply to the forest. Like, oh, I don't know, they mention fiery lights. Maybe that's the will-o'-the-wisps or something. And
okay.
So,
sure.
You know, trying to apply, I guess, like mythology to reality. Because that works every time. 17.
17, okay. Not bad. Yeah, so you're able to kind of, like, thinking back on the stories that you know about, like, the early temples or monuments built to Annotatus, you kind of get a general idea of, like, where in the forest might be, like, prime sites for these to occur. And as you guys are walking through, what you notice, you don't see, like, any statues right off the bat or anything like that, but you do notice, like, stone pillars that have kind of, like, long toppled and covered in, like, moss. And you see, like, further down, you see, like, the foundations of old buildings. So you definitely, and those are, like, fairly common, so they do feel like there's a presence here of something that you're looking for.
I think I'm going to use, I'll do perception. To not only look out for, like, any statues, but try to stay vigilant as far as anything that could be potentially dangerous.
Okay, like perception?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and make a perception check.
24.
24, nice. So one of the things that you notice as you're walking through, like, kind of a few times, out of the corner of your eye, you see, like, these figures kind of, like, dart by, or you think you see something in the distance in the shadows that then, as you look at it, kind of, like, disappears. But you get the sense that not everything in this forest is as it seems, and there's definitely a presence here of some more malevolent creatures. Are about.
Okay. But they don't, like, attack us or anything?
Not immediately, no. They don't seem to be
so
sad.
They're just, like, watching us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something's watching us?
Yes.
Do we like pretend to ignore it, or?
For now.
When I send them that they were here, I'll let them know that there's something watching.
Do we see it? So do I see any? Do I see anything in the distance, like any statues, maybe yet, or not?
You haven't noticed any statues yet. Nemo is going to use Arcana. He says, usually these things give off a strong aura. Even someone untrained in the arts of Arcana usually will pick up on them. You'll feel a twisting in your tummy. But
twisting in your tummy.
He got a 14. He says, all right, I believe we're heading in the right direction. And you guys travel for a little longer. It takes you probably like close to an hour of traversing through the forest. And you feel like you're pretty like deep in the heart of it. Nemo took you like kind of in the thick of it to begin with. And then as you're walking through, you've been getting deeper and deeper within this forest. Eventually, as this hour goes on, you come upon a large statue, about 20 feet tall, of this being that is looks to be some kind of animal with like these large like tufts of fur around its neck, and it looks to have four legs of some kind. It looks very regal, and it is kind of, it has these like glowing lines coming through it that kind of pulse with this like blue-green energy. And Nemo says, I believe we found one.
Yeah, it looks like it. This is pretty impressive.
He's kind of like looking up at it, his neck like at a full 90 degrees to look all the way up at the top of it.
So Nemo, do you want to go ahead and send a message real quick to Daedrin and let them know that they can scry on us and try to find us?
Yes, indeed. I can do that. So he will cast Sending, and you wanted him to send it to Daedrin. Daedrin, you receive a Nemo's voice in your head, and he says, well, we have found a statue. You may scry on us and hopefully find what you need to make contact. If that's your plan.
Ave, they found a location where they think you'll be able to scry and be able to teleport them.
Okay, great. Scrying doesn't cost you any magical energy.
I'll just do it.
Right.
I will just plot the scrying ball and use the nine eyes to plot scrying.
Okay. You focus your energies into the crystal ball that you have possession of. I don't think you ever return it.
No.
The jewels in the nine eyes of Fildrails begin to glow, and these tendrils of energy pour out of them, connecting with the crystal ball. Your image flies across the continent above the Wushira Forest, enters it, and you see the group in front of one of the Gudai relics.
I'll be waving.
I'm going to run up and hug Ave.
We're not there.
I thought you meant waving like they were there. Sorry, I forgot which was crying. I was looking at the memes we were making. Sorry, everyone.
Jesus.
Quick question for the DM. Vile's been there before, correct?
That is correct.
He's probably traveled through it just within the 7 years that he was wandering Iskin Valley.
Yeah, for
he
sure.
He's a feral mountain man.
For sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll just look in the ball and like memorize the surroundings of the group that is there.
Okay.
For the full 10 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Once it's done, I'll just tuck it in. Yeah, let's go. And let's stand up and join hands, everyone.
Oh my god.
Balik!
Just like.
Okay. Ah, Lorelai's here.
Oh, yeah, Lorelai's here. Thank God.
You're like,
she's like,
try.
Hey, don't leave me out.
Okay.
And then we just leave her here.
Okay. So the cloak of shadows swirls up around Ave. The shadows swirl around each of you, and you feel that tug in your stomach.
It's much easier.
We really
we
need
all go.
We need a picture of us all holding hands, I think, at some point. Not right now.
So this band to where they're at.
Okay. Because you have only
seen
this
once.
Place, yeah, you've seen it casually.
Okay.
You arrive on the outskirts of this forest.
Fuck.
You see, you're like on the road, like the forest, like just beginning in front
Didn't
of you.
Didn't it only have like 25% chance of missing?
44.
44% chance.
All right. I'll
if we were in that 44%
chance? I rolled 40.
Without saying anything, Lyle will just start leading them into the forest because he knows his way.
Do you know where to conjure animals and make a couple of draft horses so that we're faster?
Okay.
Go.
Yeah, so, Lyle, why don't you just go ahead and make a survival check for me?
Do I get advantage since it's my favorite turn?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
16.
Okay, yeah. It takes you probably the better part of 3 hours to reach them. First, you have to make it to the center of the forest where Nemo first arrived with them, and then so you can even spot their tracks in the first place, and then manage to track their movements through the forest. But about 3-4 hours go by, and you come upon the 6 individuals waiting.
And at some point during that, I just tell the group, like, stay very close. There are dangers in this forest. You know, and kind of point below the list and other shit.
There are dangerous things here.
Little light.
And Libby's here, so the whole thing could burn down at any moment.
Oh, jeez.
So, Libby and Elena, your group sees the 4 other members of the party coming down the road, and
Ave!
I like run up to you.
So, what are we doing? What information did you guys get exactly?
Well, this thing.
Sorry.
It's clearly important.
There's some magic.
Have I seen these before?
Yeah, you've seen them if you've walked
by. Okay, do I like have any knowledge of what they are, or was I just like, ooh, statue?
Make a history check.
Okay.
This is not like
a history.
It's glowing.
Yeah, history plus 5. Okay. Alright, 13.
13, there are some folk tales about the Gudai relics that you vaguely remember.
Like being
hearing
as a child.
Yeah, some like tales of those who are blessed with the divine right being able to open up a way into Yomi.
Okay.
They were all stories of like important people.
Okay.
Emperors, shogun, people like that.
Do you tell us that?
Yeah, I'll just say. Yeah.
but they're just folktales.
Sorry, what?
None of this is, like, realistic. Like, it's all just stories.
Well, in every...
Yeah, but
Libby,
every,
I really don't
yeah,
want to hear you
in
talk
every
right
story,
now.
There's a grain of...
I really don't want to hear you talk right now.
I have...
You know,
I would like
while,
to hear from Elena.
I have to say, Libby would not have done this without me, so...
I guarantee you he probably wouldn't have.
No,
so.
No, he wouldn't have. He wouldn't.
All right, so these are folk tales.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're not true.
So, what are we doing? Like, are we knocking on it? And I'll just go up and knock on it.
Wait,
does
what
anything
is
happen?
So what do the folktales say?
The folktales say that emperors and important people were able to find their way into the... Sorry, what is it called?
Yoni.
To find their way into Yoni, but it was all far before I was born. This was a long time ago, and they're not real. There were bedtime stories for children.
When
as a ritual, I can cast Queen with Nature, and I'll be able to feel influence from other planes of existence, as well as any prevalent plants and peoples, animals, and any powerful celestials, fays, fiends, elementals, stuff like that.
That would be useful.
Do what you think is best.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe if something of that nature is what is watching us.
I'm going to go up to Daedrin. Do you have any, like, I know that, we commune with our gods. Like, is there anything, like, that the Tritons do when they have temples or anything that's, like, different or extra that you don't see on, like, land temples to try and commune with their god?
No, it's
okay.
Pretty much the same.
I've never been to a Triton city.
Ave, as you begin casting your ritual, you sit down.
Nothing happens when I knock on it, right?
No, she didn't suddenly glow like it opens.
Yeah. And
none
you walk
of this
up
is
and
real.
Knock on the stone. It is cold to the touch. The glow in the like the arcane lines kind of tracing around the statue. As you knock, they begin to kind of like pulse like outwards as you connect with the stone.
That's something.
But other than that, there's not a lot of change.
Does it do that when I knock on it?
Elena, as you knock on it, the lines do not seem to react.
Oh, because he's royal blood.
Every story has a
kind of shit. Abby, as you sit down...
what did you say?
I said, shit, we didn't need them.
Ave, you sit down and begin to ritual cast. You're gathering twigs and branches.
Yeah, love that nature stuff.
Kind of like
leaves. Some dirt.
Dirt.
No, I don't
a
eat
quick
dirt.
Taste.
No, Ave doesn't eat dirt.
She tries that for two seconds. Like,
oh god.
She does not eat dirt. Lorelai is here. She would never embarrass herself like that.
As you are casting this ritual, and the group is just kind of...
like, fucking around.
Waiting.
touching the statue.
You guys begin to hear what sounds like wagons kind of making their way down the road.
What?
Shit.
I'm going to keep casting the spell.
And as the wagons grow closer, so does the sound of singing. It seems to be songs in Iskangalan.
So do I understand them?
Yeah, you'd understand.
I do understand. If they're in Iskangalan,
yep.
I do.
Yes, to answer your question.
Sorry.
You understand the language
I was just like,
you
the
speak.
Stupidity of, like, what I said.
Yes, you understand the language that you speak.
Don't.
You recognize these songs as, not like nursery rhymes, but like, folk songs.
Oh, they're telling the folk tales.
They seem like they're just like they're like those classic songs that like everyone knows growing up. You you know, they're like the kind of songs that you sing in like music programs in elementary school.
Like the
essential of those, like the equivalent of fantasy continent to full of magic. And as the wagons approach, you see a group of people, probably about 8 people on this wagon.
I thought you meant 8 years old, and I was like,
no.
The kids.
That's
no.
Creepy AF.
No, there are 8 people on this wagon. Some of them men, some of them female, but they look to all be human. And they're wearing, they don't look rich. Like, nothing about them is affluent. Their wagon is shitty, creaking. You could hear them a ways off because of how creaky the wheels are. It's being pulled by 2 horses. It is like a covered wagon, and you can kind of see like into the front of it, and there is a man at the helm kind of driving it.
I'll turn to the group and say, stay here.
It's a sign.
And I'll head towards the group.
I'm going to keep casting. Not going to stop.
You... So go ahead and make a history check for me, Lyle.
It's how God's work.
Pick the dice for me, please.
Okay.
I have been rolling like shit tonight, so...
That's fine.
Okay. Nice. 21.
These are people that you've heard stories about. They're kind of like wanderers. People that never settled. You heard stories about them from the elves that you traveled with. They are called the Gulao, and they take their names from the Gudai. They believe themselves to be like direct descendants of the Gudai.
Which are what again?
The Gudai were some of the first people to ever inhabit.
Oh, okay.
Some of the first
mortals.
Yeah, the ones who created these relics and ruins that you see in this forest around you. So the Gulao are, they claim that they are like direct descendants.
Okay. I'll just kind of hold up a hand as they approach. Hi.
The group will kind of like stop. The horses will like whinny as they're like pulled up. And the man who is kind of driving them will stop and say, oh, hello. How are you?
Doing well. How are you? It's been... Okay. I got too excited.
Good. Just traveling through. What brings you into the Wushiro?
We are here... Fuck, what is the name of the plane again? I'm sorry.
Yoni.
We are here looking for a way into Yoni.
With that, his eyes widen, and he says, well, not just anyone can enter Yoni. Have you... I'm sure you've heard the stories.
Yes, I have. I grew up on them. And the songs you were singing, it's been many years since I heard them.
Well, we try and keep the traditions and the beliefs of our ancestors alive and strong. They seem to be all but forgotten.
Can be a dangerous thing in these times, especially.
Yes. We have done our best to keep away from the Emperor and his men. Most of the time they steer clear of the Wushiro, though. Too many tales of haunting to draw them near.
Well, do you have any advice on how to find a way in?
Well, I mean, the stories that we were told once the old gods sealed themselves into the realm of Yomi, only those chosen by them, the chosen bloodline, could enter. You'd need someone with the... someone with the divine blood.
What do you mean by divine blood?
Well, the first emperors of Iskandali were chosen by divine right. You need someone from descended from that line.
Say we had someone descended from that line, then what would we do?
Well, it, it's said that it takes a personal sacrifice from the one in the bloodline.
Well, we know which one.
Yeah. He's like, oh, no problem.
Stand against the statue, Libby.
They say that if it's just a small one person entering, blood will do, but for the more people you want in, the larger personal sacrifice it will require.
I join the sheet in the one
arm. That's what we were just saying. I just was
an archer.
Make
in the swamp,
arm.
You said you didn't care.
But not that that matters. There's few people of the royal bloodline left.
There are some left.
That's my dear, I'm sure.
Down.
With you?
Kidnap his cousin.
Perhaps.
Slaughter him on the.
Really?
Oh, wait, did we tell him that?
And with them, you plan to enter Yomi?
Yes.
Might I ask who it is?
No.
The only person here of Iskandar descent.
The
Iskandar. Yeah, I'm really still
around. Kyle is the only one that walked out to the road.
Yeah, I told you guys to fucking hide.
Yeah, but they can't see us.
No, they don't see anyone.
Okay.
I thought they could see. No, they're just
what
seeing the light.
Probably.
We're just all standing there.
At the door. All of the royal bloodline left would kill us where we stand if they found us.
Well, I would not.
So really, neither of you knows how to keep your mouth shut about your lineage.
I get it from Lyle.
No.
I just watch him. I'm like,
so you...
What a god.
Suddenly, realization dawns on his face. And the seven others in the wagon kind of like are peering out looking at you. And the man on the wagon says, everyone believes you to be dead.
I need to keep it that way for a while longer. So, maybe close your mouth.
Yes, of course.
Disappointment, always. It's always disappointment.
So, you will enter Yomi.
Yes.
And see those who graced my people all those years ago.
Yes, I will. And hopefully I can bring them salvation, along with the people of this community.
Oh, wow. You, if you can manage that, you will be doing us a favor of saving all, everyone.
It is my duty. And not only that, it is the right thing to do.
Now, we've only heard stories of Yomi. None of us have been able to see it ourselves. I hope it is not too much to ask, but might we, if not accompany you, might we at least send you off, watch you as you depart into the land of our ancestors?
Yes. You may. I have a group with me. You may stay with us.
Sir, you are too kind.
And I'll lead them back to the group. Say, everyone be cool.
When they come back, I'm like up by the statue, like doing a handstand kind
and
of
And I ask,
like,
what's your name?
I am Len.
Len? Lyle?
He like goes to shake your hand and then he like stops and bows instead.
No, come on.
Bring it in.
Touch the divine hand.
Come on. It's
touch
been a long time since I took part in such formalities.
I assure you, my people and I are honored to make your acquaintance and the acquaintance of the rest of you.
It's an honor to make your acquaintance. You are descended from the first peoples to inhabit Escandali.
Yes. We try and keep their traditions alive. Alive and well.
Okay. Lyle turns to the group and says, so this is going to require a sacrifice. And
did I finish casting my spell?
Yeah, by this time you've finished casting
out?
Your spell. you definitely feel an extraplanar presence coming from this statue.
What about any powerful celestials, fae, fiends, elementals, or undead?
Fae, fiend, elemental, or undead?
Or celestial.
You definitely feel presences of the undead and the fiendish.
In the forest?
Yeah.
So from what I've
It doesn't tell you does it tell you the location or anything
no,
like that?
No, it just
just their presence within.
Yeah, it gives you knowledge of the land within 3 miles of you. Yeah, it just says you gain knowledge as they relate to the area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so similar to the primeval awareness, you don't learn their, like, location or direction, just that they're there. Yeah,
yeah.
You get that feeling.
I had a comment. So, it requires a sacrifice. What kinds? Like,
I inched behind Abby.
I kind of a little bit in front of Libby.
A blood sacrifice. From me, not from one of you.
Oh, okay.
Thanks a lot.
But the more people I take in, the more I have to sacrifice, and I am not willing to lose an arm, so I think that I'm going to have to go in alone.
Well, I definitely don't think you should go in alone. Could you at least take, like, 3 or 4 of the revengers?
The more people I take, the more I have to sacrifice, so we're talking I start losing fingers. And I start losing my hand, and I start losing my arm.
We can regenerate that.
Libby?
Shh. Sorry.
The reason we're here is to do this. These gods, you're right, they should help us. It's in their best interest. And since we're here, I need to make this sacrifice, and I'm willing to do it. But I am not willing to lose any of my appendages.
We're not asking you to lose your appendages, but at least take one other person with you. I don't want you to go in there alone.
I'll turn to Len and say, would you be willing to accompany me?
His eyes widen. If you should deem me worthy, I would be honored.
You have knowledge of these things that I don't. My family has never been particularly religious, and I think that you would be very useful. So I would be honored if you would accompany me.
Yes, I will come. All
right. So Lyle will just whip out one of his short swords, cut his hand, and then just go and put it on the statue.
Okay. As you, Drago, head, roll a d6.
Seems like we didn't need to bring everybody.
Yeah, that's alright. We'll
do I have time to cast Cure Wounds on him before he enters?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'll cast Cure Wounds on him.
Okay.
Does the rocks that Lorelai and Abe have reach across planes communication?
They work like sending, so there's a chance that they'll fail, but...
Should we give him one? And we can keep him?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Here, Lyle, I'll take this.
Okay, and then I'll give you guys a Scrying Ball.
Okay.
I guess we'll post up to
eight
here and, you know, wait. Thrush, Nemo, are you guys cool to stay here still and we'll just hang out?
Nemo says,
"Yeah, we should be here when he returns."
Nemo says, "Yes, I cast my service into this mission, and I will see it through to the end."
Cool.
And Bandit kind of like yips in agreement, and Thresh says, "I as well."
Okay, Lyle presses his hand against the thing.
So Lyle, before Ave casts Cure Wounds, you cut your hand open, place your hand onto the chest of this creature. Your blood kind of runs down the front of it, and it makes contact with those glowing energies.
We should just be able to.
And the light begins to pulse brighter and brighter. Len walks up and puts his hand on your shoulder. And he's standing behind you. The stone begins to split at one of the lines, creating this opening that is just barely wide enough for you to fit into. As you slide in, Len follows quickly, and as soon as Len's back is through the door, closes. And like it actually cuts off like a portion of his cape, like his cloak was caught in it. There would not have been time for anyone else to get through. As you enter this place,
I tell Len to stay close behind me as we're walking too. This is just horrifying.
You have
don't split the party. Goes to a different continent. Goes to a different plane of existence.
You'll be fine.
You're the one I wanted to go.
You have entered.
Right.
What did you want me to do? Cut off my fucking wrist?
No, but you could have taken like one of the revenders with you.
You can lose quite a bit of blood.
Okay, anyway.
And technically, we don't know if the genie can get
so it. You have entered a like expansive cave. There are stalagmites, stalactites hanging. There's kind of like this dripping of water. And the whole place, you feel like it should be dark in here, but the whole place is illuminated with this like glowing blue-green energy, kind of the same kind that was on the kind of energy lines around the outside. This cave is wide, but there is like a path that it follows forward. Len's hand on your shoulder, you feel the grip tighten. And you watch as his fingers on your shoulder begin to extend. His skin begins to turn this like pale blue color. And his fingernails extend into these long black claws.
He fucking used you to get into Yoni.
You feel the
oh
presence
my God.
Behind you grow larger and
so
larger
right now.
Until he's towering above you, 12 feet tall.
What
as you look up,
you
see.
Oh, unless he is one of the ascended.
Maybe.
As you look up behind you,
I don't think so. You said he felt pain.
You see this, like his, like, clothes are like ripping, leaving this like pale blue chest out in the open. His face has these, like bulbous glowing yellow eyes, long stringy white hair, horns coming off of his head. Horrible fangs.
Do I recognize him?
Make a history check.
Oh my god.
What happens
natural 19 plus 24.
Plus 5. Yeah.
Well,
we don't have to deal with this Congolian.
Well, bye now.
This is an Oni. An Oni is a fearsome. You've heard stories about them. They're kind of like demonic ogres. They pose as...
You should have taken one of us with you.
They pose as regular people. By night, they hunt. They'll often, like, use their charms to sneak into people's homes and then transform into their true selves.
Motherfucker.
Fucking hell.
Oh, yeah, it's all coming
together.
Some
of us need to go
away.
Yeah, sorry.
Back outside of Yomi.
Oh,
fucking damn it.
Seven other Gulao that had been accompanying him step down out of the wagon. They kind of come around and they say, so, a woman steps forward and is like, "So shall we make camp? Should we start a fire?"
If you feel that's best.
Libby's just staring at the statue like with a nervous expression.
Yes, it seems like it's getting late. Perhaps we should set up camp, and I'm sure they'll be out by the morning.
Well, I'm going to stay up and wait because I'm feeling kind of anxious about him going in there by himself.
I'm rather worried about Lyle as well.
I can help you guys set up camp.
But we can all help.
Oh, of course. Thank you. We appreciate the effort. And you guys spend some time assisting the Gulao setting up camp, taking bed rolls down off of the cart, starting a fire. And with this, the sun begins to set behind the clouds.
There's 7 of them.
Oh, fuck.
So, like, do you guys have jobs, or do you just wander around the forest?
Our jobs at the moment is attempting to avoid the eyes of the Emperor's men.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yes, we still hold true to the old beliefs, the beliefs of the old gods. And if they were to find us, it would not bode well.
Probably a good thing. We saw an old man talking about the gods, and he got arrested immediately.
Yes, we hope to avoid that fate, and carry on the legacy of our ancestors.
Mm-hmm. So you travel these forests very frequently, right?
Oh yes, we spend most of our time here.
The flashing of creatures that seems to be happening, like through the trees. Do you know what those are? Are they like fiends or?
Yes. Long ago, there was a great battle here. Dark forces began to assault the Gudai who lived in these parts.
Mm-hmm.
And these creatures came from a plane known as the Shadowfell. And as they slaughtered the Gudai that lived here, some of their spirits became tainted by those forces, sealing themselves on the mortal plane, unable to pass through to any kind of afterlife.
Mm.
So we are seeing the spirits, the unrestful, the unruly, and the fiendish spirits of these creatures.
That's creepy.
Yes. It is quite dangerous. We've had to learn to defend ourselves. We believe we've lasted this long, so obviously we've been doing something right.
It's good that you know how to defend yourself, because, you know, if anything comes up on us, it'd be nice to have the backup.
No, we'll be happy to help. I mean, I'm sure we're as worried about Len as you are about Prince Lyle.
Yeah.
The sun is set at this point. You guys are kind of waiting around this campfire.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, all of the Gulao stand.
Those motherfuckers.
They kind of spread out in this semicircle around you.
That's really weird. That's weird.
I immediately draw both my swords.
Is this a ritual?
I immediately pull out my dragon shield. That's creepy.
This is
sketchy.
Your alarm is going nuts.
I'm like,
in your head.
Can I do something? Because I have the alarm.
Talk.
What would you like to do?
I want to throw my tray and hit one of them.
Okay, go ahead and make an attack roll.
Shit.
16
just hits as the one in the center who had been kind of like leading the discussion after Len left, You see as they stand there, they begin to grow, tearing out of their armor. Their skin is turning blues and green. You throw your trident, Daedrin. Go ahead and roll damage. It strikes right into the chest of one of these creatures as it begins to grow larger and larger.
They also need to make a dexterity saving throw because I'm using Wrath of the Storm. But I gave them 8 points of damage.
Okay, that's going to be 5 for the dex save.
That's a failure, so they're going to take 2d8 of lightning damage. And
yeah, team lightning.
Team lightning!
And then they're going to get...
fucking hell, Morgan.
God, we're such idiots. We didn't even fucking... Yeah, this
seems
normal.
I know.
We saw the sketchy
like
things going in the forest, and these people walked up. Lyle was like, "Hey, here's my whole backstory."
10 points of lightning damage.
He probably could have looked something. Probably lied to him alone.
Okay, so as the 7 Oni around you begin to grow and manifest into their full forms, the lot of you surrounded by them, Lyle alone in Yomi with one of them. That's where we're gonna end this episode
God
of Dungeon Forest.
I took some damage off one of them.
So pissed. Well, Lyle's just gonna love this adventure. I didn't want to be here. I'm gonna die.
Yeah, when he gets out of Yomi, he's gonna be like, guys, I fucking told you we should have come.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening to Dungeon Story.
Yes, thank you.
If he dies,
thank
it's
we
kind of
hope
your
you
fault.
Enjoyed.
I mean,
you can bring him back
along for the ride.
Now that his body is in Yomi.
Okay, Nora's trying to end the episode.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm trying to not have an emotional breakdown. Can we just end it, please?
Thank you for listening, everyone. We really appreciate your support.
Yeah.
Don't forget to follow us on our socials, at Stories Dungeon on
yes.
Instagram and Twitter. We're Dungeon Stories on Facebook. We'd love to engage and interact. Thank you for coming along for the ride with us. Have a great week, everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.